The video game industry is rolling out its latest models this week in Los Angeles. The Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3, is underway. NPR's Laura Seidel visited the trade show and has this report on how the industry and its products are changing.
Every year in May, E3 turns the Los Angeles Convention Center into a video game lover's wonderland. The big game makers unveil their latest software and hardware in an attempt to wow other members of the industry. Each company tries to say, look at me, by surrounding their newest products with DJs and actors and beautiful women. Like at one booth, where they were unveiling a sort of video game Wheel of Fortune.
All right, step up here, sir. What's your name?
Although there are games here that appeal to women, this industry still relies primarily on the devotion of young males. Even so, the age of the average gamer keeps rising. David Chu is editor-in-chief of Electronic Gaming Monthly.
It's mostly male right now, but it's very different than it was several years ago. There was a point where video games were considered a kid's hobby, and you didn't expect anyone over the age of 21 to be playing video games. But now, with the introduction of the PlayStation 1, Sony has really matured the market and shown that the older generation is interested in video games as well. So now the average age gamer in the United States is actually 29 years old.
The increasing appeal to older men was certainly apparent on the game floor of the expo. Even Playboy is about to release a game.
You're going to be living in the mansion. You're going to be running the magazine and taking the reins of his Playboy empire.
And would you go all the way back?
And the older demographic is spending a lot of money. 2 years ago, revenues for video games surpassed movie box office receipts. Last year, the video game industry topped $11.2 billion in the U.S. Increasingly, the movie industry is turning its eyes to video games, with a game version of major releases simply a part of the planning process. Jack Sorensen, a vice president with THQ, one of the largest game makers, has seen a real change since he started in the industry back in the early 1990s.
Now we're at the heart of the entertainment industry. We have every major Hollywood studio exec, top name talent, everyone, all the record companies that are trying to get meetings with us rather than the other way around.
That's also meant that the price of producing a game has gone up into the millions as the industry uses highly paid talent and costly special effects. But that isn't slowing down the video game express. Jeff Brown, a vice president at Electronic Arts, the largest game maker, says the company is expanding rapidly.
We plan to put together studios both on the Asian Rim and then build out our studio in Japan. We just built a major facility in Los Angeles in Playa del Rey. We're expanding our studio in Orlando, Florida, and we're also expanding the studio headquarters in Vancouver, British Columbia.
But for the industry to keep expanding, it needs to keep moving beyond the traditional young male audience. And they are starting to do that, says David Chu of Gaming Monthly magazine.
They're people who may be interested in gaming, but they've always found it a little bit inaccessible. So they're creating peripherals such as the iToy, which is a controller. It's a camera, basically, that sits on top of your TV. And you just use your body as a controller by moving your arms around, moving your head around. And you don't have the barrier of a game controller, which maybe an older generation doesn't understand. So with the iToy, my grandmother might be playing video games.
Well, while grandmothers might not be playing video games, a lot of other people probably will, all over the world. Industry watcher DFC Intelligence expects worldwide video game sales to top $33 billion by 2008. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Los Angeles.